I'm here with Steve Smith, who was the director of Clown College when Matt Croak and I attended. And Steve has also been largely responsible for the success of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, helping us out with our Bible show and our book show and our Hollywood show. I've always meant to ask this. The PRO said that every year like 3,000 people auditioned and some number got in. What were the real numbers?
We would receive between 2,500 to 4,000 applications a year. But if you took out all the 9-year-olds and all the grandmas and hobbyists who filled out those applications, you
right.
probably had 800 to 1,000 actual applications. And then when you winnow down the people who really seemed serious about being silly, you
right.
probably had 200 to 300 of real solid applications that you would then go through to select the 30 to 60 students that were going to attend.
What was the strangest audition you ever saw?
I think in person, because I saw a lot of videotapes, but in person it would happen to have been in San Francisco. The exercise was to lay on the floor and pretend you're a piece of bacon frying. And we had a gentleman who began writhing on the floor, which simulated bacon frying, until he started removing his clothing. And he took off every stitch. The whole hog, as we say.
And then how many years did he spend on the circus?
Yes, he was in management for another 15 years before going to work with the elephants.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 149, The Clown Show. Yeah, I know, every week is the clown show, but this week it's different. First of all, let me just say, it's that time again. It's time to nominate the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast for the 2009 Podcast Awards in the Cultural Arts category. If it's before October 18th, 2009, as you hear this, that's the deadline, please go to podcastawards.com and nominate the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast in the Cultural Arts category. Just put our name, our website, www.reducedshakespeare.com, your name, and email, click submit, and you're done. And then please pass the word on to your friends and neighbors via your Facebook or Twitter or email or blogs or SMS messages or however you get the word out about things that are important to us. I mean, to you, and things that are important to you. Please do that, and thank you very much. All right, now, done. End of commercial. RSE managing partner, writer, and actor Reed Martin has returned to his comedy roots of Smelling of Elephants and Frightening Children. Reed, as many of you know, was a clown with Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus. He's a veteran of over 1,000 performances and a graduate of Ringling's famed, though now defunct, Clown College. You heard an excerpt from episode 101 of the RSE podcast called Clown College Reunion. But now Reed has written and directed a new production called The Clown Show for Napa Valley College in Northern California. I asked Reed to tell us about the show that he's created that's been almost 20 years in the making.
Yes, 20 years. I blame you. It should have been done 20 years ago.
And then you wouldn't have to be doing it now.
Yes, I'd be finished. I could just, be collecting royalties. But no, when I left Ringling Brothers at the end of 1989, I'm not sure what the time frame was. When were you leaving American Stage Festival?
I didn't leave American Stage Festival in New Hampshire until 1991.
Okay, so I left the circuit at the end of 89, and we were talking about the fact that, okay, I should come out to American Stage Festival and do a show with your young company about clowning, and then maybe I'd do a role in the main company so that I could make a little money or something.
Right.
And I think the RSC got busy in the summer is what happened. I think we did our first tour of England all through the summer of 1990, and we just got busy, and it never happened. And then you left American. You had the temerity to leave the American Stage Festival.
Good heavens.
And you put it out of business. It doesn't even exist anymore.
It's true. I single-handedly put it out of business about 5 or 7 years later.
I blame you.
Yep.
And so I've been teaching at Napa Valley College part-time and at Santa Rosa Junior College and here in Northern California for, I guess I'm in my third or fourth year now, to keep me closer to home some of the time. And so Jennifer King, who works for Sonoma County Repertory Theater, that's a different story, and is head of the theater department at Napa Valley College, approached me last year and she said, hey, would you like to direct our fall theater for young audiences show. And I go, yeah, well, that might be fun. And so she pitched a number of scripts, and I read them, and just nothing was interesting to me.
And these were existing scripts?
Yeah, scripts that people would know. I'm not going to say the names of them because I wasn't that interested in them. There's nothing wrong with them. They just didn't do anything for me. And so I said, well, wait a minute. Why don't I – I've been thinking about this for a long time. Why don't I do a show for young people about clowning? I'll write it myself and direct it. And she said, oh, that would be a great idea. And so so that's what I did, and it's called The Clown Show, and we're in the midst of it at Napa Valley College at the moment.
Well, and two things. One, you would think after 20 years you could have come up with a better title, but also, two, have you really been thinking about it for 20 years? I mean, or was this an idea you returned to?
I haven't been thinking about it a lot over 20 years, but right. I first started to think about it 20 years ago, and I have thought... I don't know that I thought about it for young audiences, but I have thought it would be fun to do a more pure clown show, less verbal humor and just physical humor only. Mm-hmm. The title, well, I had to come up with the title. It's like the Reduce Shakespeare Company before you write it. And I wasn't exactly sure what it would be. So it seemed accurate, if nothing else.
And is it...
If not appealing, it was accurate.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So people should have no complaints that they didn't know what it was.
No. Wait a minute. This is a show about clowns. That's false advertising.
Wait a second. So does it have a plot? Does it have a story? Is it just a collection of bits? How would you describe it?
Well, there's a number of ways I could describe it. It's 2/3 clown gags. So the show is about 45, 50 minutes long, because that's my attention span, which also coincidentally is the same as a elementary school's attention span, an elementary school student's attention span. And so there are 7 gags, and what connects them are there's 2 clowns, Clowndini and Burpo, and an audience member who stops them right at the beginning of the show and say, hey, what's a clown? They tell her what a clown is, and she says, I want to learn how to do that. So they call her up on stage, and so they explain some clown history, some clown technique, some clown vocabulary. And so I'd say if the show's 45 minutes, it's probably 15 minutes of that sort of thing, and probably the 7 gags probably add up to about 30 minutes.
Cool. And so is it sort of a history of clowning, or is it sort of a clowning 101?
Clowning 101.
Yeah.
I think they market it mostly to elementary, maybe up to middle school students. And so it starts with what's a clown? Well, a physical comedian, and a little bit of the different kinds of clowns. There might be circus clowns, rodeo clowns, birthday party clowns, hospital clowns. And then we go into a gag. And then they're all sort of classic clown gags, slightly reimagined, because I found when I was researching the show, I'd go back and look at some of the classic clown gags, and I didn't find them all that funny. I think just because they'd been going on so long, maybe they lost their original intention. So that was a fun challenge to go, well, okay, the lion tamer gag, the reluctant lion and the frustrated lion tamer, but what's the funny in that? And so they do a classic gag, and they come back, and the second talking bit is, well, how did they do that? Well, they did a thing called a double take, in clowning parlance, a take is a look. So a double take is 2 looks. Here's how you do it. And then they, they also do a clown trip in there. Here's how you do that. So there's a little bit of that. Then they go to another gag. They talk a little bit about how a clown designs their makeup. They talk a little bit how kids are afraid of clowns, especially the ones that know me.
This is John Wilson with Fox Charlotte TV. I'm telling you, these guys are good. This is good stuff here. This is good stuff. Oh, wait a minute. We're in Charlotte, North Carolina. I can't talk like that. Hey, you're listening to the Radu Shakespeare Company podcast. See y'all later. Woo-wee.
So, and to what degree were you influenced by any of the Ringling Brothers clowns that have gone on to create different kinds of performance theater like Penn Jillette or or Bill Irwin or David Shiner, any of those guys. Were you influenced by those guys, or is it still the kind of show you're doing not as elevated as those guys?
I'd say those people probably more influenced the reduced Shakespeare company work that I do than this. I've seen some of the our friend, you've met Ted Lawrence, who is he tours as Dr. Quark to school and teaches science lessons using circus clowning as the basis. And so he's got a whole character, Dr. Quark, and it's very science-based. So I'd say it would be more things like that. I think what also influences me is having a 9 and an 11-year-old, two sons. Yeah. And, well, what would be interesting to them? And they were great. They came to rehearsals and said, "Dad, I don't understand what's going on here." "Oh, well, that's a good note."
I'll take that note.
Let me fix that, of course. And then Jane, our general manager, my bride, came to a couple rehearsals, and she had some very good notes about clarifying things and what's going on here and there.
And did she say, "Oh, Reed, I think that's terrible, so you know it's going to be a hit"?
Actually, my concern was she saw it, and she loved it. For those of you who don't know the RIT history, whenever Jane says she's really concerned about some area, it always turns out to be hilarious. I don't know that the opposite is true, but it gives us concern. But no, she loved it, and she had some good notes for clarifying.
Well, and how much was this show a lovely departure from the RSC or an extension of your RSC work?
Well, it's interesting. I didn't think when I was a circus, I thought I was funny, but I didn't think I was good at writing clown gags. I think probably the biggest part that the RSC has played in it is having written so many shows and performed so many shows for the RSC, and there's so much, while they're not strictly clown shows, there's so much physical comedy in them, that I think I've gotten a lot better at it than I was when I was in the circus.
I hope so. Good Lord, yeah.
Yeah. I think also because I'm not in the show. I wrote it and directed it. Yeah. That I can sit back and look at it and say, okay, speed up here, cut out that, just to really clarify the bits. So it's been a nice, I don't know what you call it, a nice departure, not that I'm departing, but a nice distraction to do something a little different from the reduced Shakespeare company. It's all with Napa Valley College students or the clowns in the show. And for them, I think it's been fun because so much of acting class is talk, and not very much focus on the physical aspect of it. And they've been great. They've been so committed to it and take the notes graciously and excitedly and just incorporate it. And they've all said that they've learned a lot about stillness and movement and clarity and all those sorts of things.
That's great. Yeah, instead of all this talk, they have to get up and do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the critic said. Do-do. Something like that.
Dude, this show smells like do-do? Yeah, I think that's what it
was. No, there have been no reviews. Jane loved it. That's what's on the poster. Jane loved it.
I think it's a lovely thing for an artist to be focusing on, to be working on more than one thing at the same time, because if you come up against the wall in the one thing, you start working on the other thing, and often that helps the original thing. This is more important now. We're writing the complete world of Sports Abridged right now. Have you found anything, created anything in this clown show that you can go, hey, this might work in the sports show?
There are a few things, not only for the world of sports, but ideas that we won't say in the podcast, but that you and I have kicked around for future shows. Uh-huh. That I said, this would be. You could adapt it and put it in a different situation, and it could work in a more grown-up situation. One of the favorite things that's in the clown show, speaking of recycled, is the spinning head box. We do a gag called The Magician's Apprentice, and the end of it is the magician gets slapped in the back and has a crink in his neck, and so the magician's apprentice comes and puts a spinning head box on his head, the way we do in the Bible show. For Jesus cast out a demon. And that came from when Matt Croak and I were on the circus. We did a walk-around gag where I was the nurse and he had a neck brace on, and we'd walk around and put the spinning head box and spin it around. And, oh, he's great. So, yes. Well, it's green. It's recycling.
It's recycling. Is there going to be, two questions. Is there going to be a video of this available that maybe we can post in a video podcast? And two, will there be a future life for this? I mean, this sounds like a kind of a thing that could maybe, you know, tour to schools or that schools could do themselves.
Well, we're going to do an archival video of the show. Jane would love to do it with her high school students at Sonoma Valley High School. I think we're not going to do a video, but right now that would be like sellable. But Jane and other people who have seen it and seen this performance or the rehearsals have said, "Oh, this would be great. Would you publish this? It would be fun to publish it." I think you'd almost have to do it with an instructional video, because I think the script, well, there's 15 minutes of text and 30 minutes of stage direction.
Right.
And you can outline a gag, but unless you've studied clowning, you just can't read the stage direction and go, "Oh, I know how to do this." I mean, you can get the general gist of it. But and Jane has seen some various videos and instructional things for teachers where it's almost like the video is a workshop of how you would
right.
teach clowning, teach these gags, and then right. and then you could do it.
Right.
So, there may be a life for it. That would be fun.
Cool. Well, you know, you're not the only Reduced Shakespeare Company person to have turned to clowning. I don't even think you've heard this news yet, but did you hear about...
No.
He got a job with...
You know, I thought that might be where you were going. This had been percolating for a very long time.
I think the audition process has been going on for a while, but he leaves for...
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. You'll notice I had to redact some sensitive information there at the end. I'm actually not allowed to tell you which RSC actor has been hired by what company until sometime in late November. But at that time, we'll talk to this specific actor and hear all about the exciting new gig he's got himself lined up for. In the meantime, send us your new exciting gigs via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can interact with other fans at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Just click on forum. You can also find us at facebook.com, become a subscriber to our YouTube channel, or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, Auguste Matthew Croak, music by John Weber, Garage Band, and Peter Bufano of Sorchestra Orchestra. Go to Sorchestra.com for more great music and information. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Robert Flemington. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to John Wilson from Fox TV in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we'll be playing at the Blumenthal Center for a week at the end of October. We'll also be playing Meadville College in Pennsylvania and Duke and East Carolina universities in North Carolina. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for more venue and ticket information. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Tischner, 149/447 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.